Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm going to be chatting now to Vusi Madala, who is the chairperson of the Staff Representative Committee of the African National Congress. It's a very sad subject to discuss, and that's the fact that people have not been paid for quite some time, and we're hoping to see whether they will be receiving their salaries, especially this time of the year where there is so much expectation on parents, on those that are the breadwinners, especially going into the new year with school fees and stuff that is needed for children going to school. Mbusi, welcome to Chai FM, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Thomas, and then to the IFM listeners.
Mbusi, it can't be an easy job being the chairperson of a representative committee where the majority of your staff have not been paid. Is there some light at the end of the tunnel? Will the staff members be paid before Christmas?
We are hoping that we will be paid before the Christmas Day, the 25th, and then, yeah, we just have that hope that this week will be used to pay staff what is outstanding. But even if not in full, but we just hope that there will be something.
So Paul Mashatile was on the news yesterday, and he said that one of the compounding issues about not having sufficient funds to pay the employees was the fact that there's a new piece of legislation in place that has basically put people who make donations to the party feel ill at ease about having their details made public. And Paul Mashatile is calling upon the general membership to please make contributions towards the party. But it's a party of workers. Is there sufficient funds and support out there to be able to fill this gap? And what kind of amounts are we looking at if one looks at the historical outstanding salaries plus the salaries going forward? What kind of money is the ANC looking for to be able to pay these salaries?
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know how much they are looking for, as that information is not disclosed to us. But what I think, having said that, it's a couple of millions of rands, I assume, and then. But I don't think the question of Party Funding Act can continuously be used as a reason, because as we are the governing party, we passed that piece of legislation knowing very well the implications of it. And because what it raises questions, even if why using that, because those people who are donating to the ANC, if they are getting their money in a very clean way, legally, why they don't want to know? But that's not a subject for discussion. Ours is for the party to raise money to pay the staff.
Do you think perhaps that there are too many staff members, perhaps where people couldn't be deployed in government? The ANC itself created too much of a organizational body for the party to try keep members employed rather than trying to streamline when they had the opportunity?
It is our view that I think the current administration have employed more people than necessary. Because we have seen the bill of the ANC being increased after even elections 2019, even from 2017 till now, to almost 100 people being employed. Whereas the party was not able to pay our Provident Fund as late as November 2018. Therefore, it talks to planning that the planning was very poor from the onset.
Mvusi, our hearts go out to anybody that hasn't received payment for work that has been done. So we really, really hope that there will be some Christmas cheer and that the party makes a plan before the end of the year so that the people can at least have a decent festive season and prepare themselves for 2022. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Chad.
That was Mvusi Madlala. He's the chairperson of the Staff Representative Committee at the ANC.